Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaff and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're talking about knee and hip replacement surgery. Looks like it decreases people's weight after the surgery.
Really? Because they can't get up and get their food.
Here's the deal. I really don't know what to make of this study. I really don't know what, you know, because it's not a causative study, but we looked at Mount Sinai School of Medicine had a study, 196 patients from the years 2005 to 2007. And the mean ages that they were treating or the ages that were in the study were between 29 and 73. Imagine the guy who's 29 or the woman
getting
a knee replacement or a hip. Wow.
That's terrible.
That's like Bo Jackson was probably in that study. Anyway, looked at these people. The mean age was 67.56 years in the study, and they found a significant BMI decrease was in across the board, whether it was knee or hip. However, they found a greater decrease, 21.5%, in knee replacement versus hip replacement surgery. Now,
Why do you think that is?
Well, here's what I don't know. They didn't give a.
Now they can exercise because they're pain free.
Right, because that was what they talked about in the study. They talked about that being pain free. Now they can exercise. But I was thinking the opposite. I was thinking people were like, "Man, I'm on my last knee. I just had it replaced.
My father-in-law was.
Right. If I don't change the way I'm doing things, who knows what else they're going to take out and replace? So I think it may put the fear of God in you, and that's kind of why.
My father-in-law had hip replacement and moved less because he was afraid that it was.
And he lost weight?
No. Well, he probably did because he didn't. He moved less.
I don't
know. Because he was a fear.
I'm thinking that people are going to eat less. Oh, you're saying they can't get through the refrigerator more?
Yeah, that's my thinking.
That's what's going on? They can't go shopping?
You know, it's food is the thing about weight loss, not exercise.
So, anyway, I thought it was interesting, and I'm sure there's going to be more information about that, but it looks like it has to do with the lack of pain, letting people exercise pain-free, and, you know, decreasing BMI, losing weight, and being healthier, living full of fulfilled lives.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.